a word of prayer, please.
Our kind Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for the privilege and honor that we have to be gathered together again at your feet, O God. Thank you for your grace that has kept each and every one of us safe and secure since Sunday when we physically gathered here. Thank you for workers. Thank you for business people. Thank you for our children, O God. Thank you for journey mercies granted to travelers. Thank you for healings, O God, deliverances, O God, protection and provision, O God. We pray, Father, that you accept our thanksgiving, O God. Thank you for the worship service, the hymns, Lord, the choruses that have been sung to bless your worthy name. Thank you for testimony and thanksgiving, O God, of your children. We pray that all will be acceptable before thee, O God. We ask at this hour, Lord, if there be anything in our lives, Lord, that will stand as an hindrance. We plead your mercy, O God. We plead your precious blood to atone for us. Cleanse us from every wrong, O God. Cleanse us from every sin, every unbelief. May nothing stand between us and you, O God. May nothing hinder us from the least blessing that you have in store for us tonight, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless the reading of your word. Bless the hearing of the same. When the hour of prayer will come, Lord, may you inspire us to pray as we come as saints. We pray for saints, O God, perhaps might be on their way. May you hasten their coming, O God. Those that will not be here, O God, on one account or the other, Lord, we pray, Father, that your grace will be extended to them, Lord. We remember your servant at this hour also, Lord. May your mercy, O God, stand for him. We pray, Father, that you also minister healing to his mortal body in Jesus' name. In all the nations of the world where your children are gathered, Lord, for prayer meeting like this, may you bless their gathering. Answer our prayer, O God. Thank you, Father. At the end of the service, may we have cause to give you glory. For we ask all this and many more in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you. While we are standing, let's turn to Genesis. And for a little time before we go to prayer, because this is a prayer meeting, just to encourage us, because it has fallen my lot. Trust that God will bless us with this message in Jesus' name. Genesis chapter 16, we read verse 1 to 14, and we read John. He said, now Sarah, Abraham's wife, bare him no children, and she had an handmaid, an Egyptian, whose name was Hagar. And Sarah said unto Abraham, behold, now the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abraham hearkened to the voice of Sarah. And Sarah, Abraham's wife, took Hagar, a maid, the Egyptian. After Abraham had dwelt 10 years in the land of Canaan, and gave her to her husband Abraham to be his wife. And he went in unto Hagar, and she conceived. And when she saw that she had conceived, her mistress was despised in her eyes. And Sarah said unto Abraham, my wrong be upon thee. I have given my maid into thy bosom. And when she saw that she had conceived, I was despised in her eyes. The Lord judge between me and thee. But Abraham said unto Sarah, behold, thy maid is in thy hand. Do to her as it pleaseth thee. And when Sarah dealt hardly with her, she fled from her face. And the angel of the Lord found her by a fountain of water in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Sodom. And he said, Hagar, Sarah's maid, whence camest thou, and whither wilt thou go? And she said, I flee from the face of my mistress, Sarah. The angel of the Lord said unto her, return to thy mistress and submit thyself under her hands. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude. And the angel of the Lord said unto her, Behold, thou art with child, and shall bear a son, and shall call his name Ishmael, because the Lord hath heard thy affliction. And he will be a wise man. His hand will be against every man, and every man's hand against him. And he shall dwell in the presence of all his brethren. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her, Thou God seest me. For she said, Have I also yet looked after him that seeth me? Wherefore the well was called Bellaharo. Behold, it is between Kadesh and Berat. You can be seated while we turn to John. John chapter 20, where we have another account of someone that had an encounter, but this time it was not with an angel, it was with our Lord himself, Lord Jesus Christ. John chapter 20, I'll read verse 10 to 16. It said, Then the disciples went away again unto their own home, but Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down, and she looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head, and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She said unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if thou art borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. And she turned herself and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And may the Lord Jesus had his blessing this evening to the reading and hearing of his perfect word in our hearts in Jesus' name. The Lord bless you for a little time because this is a prayer meeting. I just had this text that I trust God that will be a blessing to us. And the title is, Why Weepest Thou? Amen. Why weepest thou? We saw in the scriptures, the two that we have read, where, you know, people had a encounter. First, the first one we saw was this woman, Agar, you know, the handmaid of Mama Sarah. And the first encounter she had, it was an angel that was speaking to her, that, why are you weeping? I believe we used to sing this song that the songwriter said, God sees the tears of a broken heart and soul. Amen. You believe that song? He said, He sees the tears and He hears them when they fall. He said, God weeps with man. Do you believe that? Oh yes, Jesus wept. That's even a verse in the Bible. You remember? You know, it is human for us to weep when something happens. Medical science even say, don't try to hold the emotion. Many times if you feel grief and you just feel discouraged, maybe you lost a loved one, or maybe you lost something in your life, Or maybe you are in your lowest moment and you feel like to cry. It's natural, cry. Are you there? You are laughing, mama. It's natural. We are human. If our Lord himself could cry. But the Bible said Jesus was 100% man, 100% God. But the thing there is, after you have cried, gather yourself and know that you have a God that liveth and seeth you. You believe that? Oh yes, our God is not dead. If he could meet, you know, he could send his angel to somebody like Hagar in a condition, though she made a mistake. Now let's read from the message, the prophet title, and the preach, Remembering the Law, 1962, December 09. Which was the first place we saw, you know, an encounter of somebody weeping, but it was with the angel of the Lord. This woman, it wasn't her, perhaps, just as she said. Brother said, no doubt she would have considered herself and said, oh, what have I done? Have I done wrong? It wasn't me that put myself in this condition. It was my madam, you know. And yet the madam have, you know, just dealt very hard with me. And I can't stay in the house again. And she just had to run. Madam said, just go. Leave this house, you know. Sometimes, you know, when we are in our weakest moments, if we are not careful, we can take the wrong decision. That's why I said, when you get to that point, if you feel like crying, cry. I don't know what your condition is tonight. If you feel like your husband talked to you and at the first sukun, cry, sister. It's natural. But the question is tonight, why weepest thou? There must be a reason why you are crying. You mustn't just be crying without a reason. When you are crying, just know that somebody is there. But there, back on sukun for just crying's sake, I mean, remember he's also seeing you. He just passed by. He said, this one just, I mean, maybe the water fountain is too much. So it's natural to weep. But when you weep and you finish weeping, gather yourself and know that there is a God that liveth. Amen. Because he will be there standing by you to ask you this question, why are you weeping? Then if he asks you this question, you don't have a response to give to him. You won't have an answer. You won't have a solution to your problem. But when you have cried and you gather yourself and say, this is the reason why I'm crying, I tell you, he has a solution for you. You believe that? Because he liveth and he seeth you. Now from the message, Remembering the Lord, preach 1962, December 09 and paragraph 47. But Brown said, now I can think of the remembrance of the Lord again at a place of refreshment in the world that is called Belaharo. God bless you, my brother. Which means in the Hebrew tongue, the well of him that liveth and seeth me. Now watch. But Abraham said, Hagar, she was misunderstood. Yet in the line of duty, she was misunderstood, misjudged, was cast out. With no place to go, with a perishing child, and the water was spent in a bottle. You know the story. The Bible told us, because she had conceived and she saw that her madam could not bear child. When she saw that she had taken in, her madam became like a nobody to her. She despised the madam. And you know, begin to say, maybe you should carry a child and know how it feels to be pregnant. Maybe the work that she's supposed to do around the house. She said, madam, you go and do the work. And omoshe wa di madam. Madam wa fe di omoshe. You know that kind of a thing. And Sarah said, no, I cannot contend with this woman. Abraham, you see what you have done to me. And Abraham said, am I the one? It's your maid. You can do as it please you. Then she began to treat the maid very bad. And God was watching. Amen. And it got to the point that she said, okay, I think you just need to leave my house. Just leave this house. Because my child cannot be here with your child. So take this water bottle, take the kettle, and leave. Abraham said, you know, and she left with that boy, Ishmael. You know, the little fellow, you know, the water was spent in the bottle. Didn't even know where they were going to. Just going like that. And God was watching. You know, the little fellow was crying, you know, after the water was spent. And only a mother's heart would know what it meant to hear the cry for water. Now, if you could touch the heart of a mother, how much more God? The cry of Ishmael, it touched God. God saw it, but he needed a response from Agar. Yes, though, I've seen everything that happened. I saw the whole play. I saw where your mistake too was. But you tell me why you are crying. Now, Rabban said, and his little tongue swelling, his lips parched, take it off my brother, and a baby weakening every minute, cast out right in the line of duty. No place to go. And she had done without herself till she squeezed the last drop over this little, you know, parching lips of the boy, Ishmael. And then the bottle was dry, and she laid it down and started on. And the little fellow screaming for water, just like that woman of Zarephath. It's no different from that encounter with Elijah, you know, and that woman. You know, yeah, Agar, you know, squeezing that, the little fellow screaming for water, and it got weaker and weaker, and you see her only child. You can just think of that. And she know that the next thing is just this boy will die in my hand. Because I don't even have shelter. I don't even have food. I don't even know where to go. I don't know what your own condition is. If Agar's own can be this worse and God visit her, he will visit you also. You believe that? But I say no doubt, but what an innocent heart would have cried out, oh God, what have I done? Maybe that's the condition of somebody. What have I done? And she couldn't stand to see the child die in her hands. And she laid him under a bush. And she went a bow short so that she wouldn't see the child die. You know? Probably 100 yards or more. And seen a little tree. And she knelt down and she began to weep. God sees the tears of a broken heart and a soul. You believe that? She wondered why, if she did what was right, why should this thing come upon her? Many times we think that of our sickness and afflictions, see? But maybe it is all done to show grace and mercy. And why she thought, she heard the little friend cry as they finally faded out for water. And she heard a voice speak and said, why weepest thou? Amen. What are you weeping for? That's the question. Sister, why are you crying? Because it's very common with women. Men, we know how to manage our emotion, but it's natural to cry. Brother, if you feel like crying, cry too. Don't die in silence. If you are very sick and you say, oh, this headache, you better cry. Release it. Release the tension. Release the pain. It's natural to cry. But after you have cried, remember there is a God that liveth. Amen. The question came to Hagar, why weepest thou? Why? What are you weeping for? And she looked up, she saw the well bubbling up. Oh my. What an encouragement, what a comfort it would have been to her. What a spring of refreshment, Belaharo. I may have pronounced that wrong, and the prophet spelled it. He said, the well of him that liveth and seeth me, him that can't die, amen, Melchizedek, El Shaddai, him that liveth and seeth me, knowing my needs. You believe that? He knows your need. He's remembered me, and yet he remembered me as I remembered him. And I know that he liveth, and he has sprung up here in the desert this well. Oh, sure, because she has been there, didn't find water, But while she kept weeping and weeping and weeping, no doubt God was watching her in that weakest moment, in that last hour. And she felt like to die herself. And the voice came, "Why are you weeping, Hagar?" I said, "This is a problem. This is what happened. I despised my madam and she sent me away." And he said, "Okay, you go back to your madam and do like this. Submit yourself to her. And when you do, you know, it will be well with you. This your seed, your son. Oh, it's going to be multitude, you know, and the rest of it." Amen. But Pastor, we think that of ourselves too many times when we get afflictions, when maybe we are sick. But remember that God knows your need. You believe that? He knows your condition. Now, another encounter because of this time, you know, was in the book of John, chapter 20, where we read, and that was Mary, you know, that gave birth to our Lord. And we can find that in the message, Perfect Strength by Perfect Weakness, preached 1961, November 19. This time, it was not an angel. It was the Lord Jesus Christ himself, you know, talking to Mary. Paragraph 317. He said, "Yeah," God bless you, my brother. "Yeah, was Mary at the tomb, heartbroken. A baby, a boy, had been killed. Everything and all hopes was gone. And she went to embalm him, and even his body wasn't there." You could just think of something like that. Is it not enough that you kill him? And when you kill him, you gave us his body, and now we buried him. Now I'm coming to embalm him, and I can't find him. You are just making my problem worse off. Then the next thing that came to Mary, she started crying. "Ekumbere, oh, where have you people taken my Lord to?" And, you know, she had a voice say, "Why weepest thou, woman?" It's natural. So you are not the first, my brother. You are not the first, my sister, to cry. God sees your tears. But he wants you to answer him. Give him a reason for that tears. Why are you crying? After you have cried, talk to him. "This is why I'm crying. Oluwa, shanu for me. This is why. This is what is happening to me. This is what is befalling me. This is the sickness. This is the affliction." And he, yes. You believe our God, yes. You believe our God liveth. You believe he sees. You believe he knows all things. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. As we are calling upon him here, several places around the world, they are calling upon him. And at the same time, he's meeting their needs. He's more than able, friends. He said, "If our children can ask of us, Father, fish, will we give him a serpent? Then think it, how much more he, our Lord, if you are asking him for healing, will he not give you healing? If you are asking him for a job, won't he give you your job? If you are asking him for a child, won't he give you your child?" Like Anna in the book of 1 Samuel. She was crying and the husband said, "Am I not better than 10 sons to you, Anna?" And Anna thought that the Lord had forsaken her because her second, you know, a colleague was mocking her. And she got to the temple that day and she said, "This year I must settle it." I tell you, friend, our God liveth. Though it seems as though the answer is not coming now, I tell you, the answer is on the way. You believe God? You just have a reason why you are crying. Don't just cry for crying's sake. After you have cried, submit your request to the Lord. Anna that day in the temple, after she had cried in her home, she came to the temple, she cried again. And the priest misjudged her, just like Agai was misjudged. misunderstood. The priest said, Anna, early this morning you are drunk. And she said, oh no, I am not drunk. I'm pouring my heart before God. God saw her. Did she receive her answer? If she received it, you will receive yours. You believe that? Amen. Brother said, now Mary, you know, she had a voice. Why weepest thou, woman? And she said, they have taken away my Lord. And you know, the poor little thing was a child. And he had been put out to disgrace. Strip him, stark naked, and hung him up there on a tree. Crucify him, and nail him up there after he claimed to be the Messiah. But wasn't he the Messiah? He was the Messiah. After she knew that the Holy Ghost overshadowed her and brought this child, it was the child of God, and she has seen his works and everything, and seen right at the weakest moment, and there Jesus stood against the evil, stood against those organizations, stood against those Pharisees, and became weak, submitted himself unto death, and died like a sinner on the cross, bearing our sins. The very Psalms, the very prophet that they believe in, had quoted hundreds of years before the very words that he said at Calvary, and they failed to see it, you know. My God, why has thou forsaken me? That's David in Psalm 22. Take it up, my brother. And he was the highest and became the lowest. And he come to the lowest people, went to the lowest city, the lowest man in the town, and had to look down on him, you know, that's Zacchaeus, and from there to death, and from death to the grave, and from the grave to hell, to the lowest that could be, you know, that lowest that could be, you know, that could be God, to the lowest hell that could be thought of, he went to it. And then from there, God began to raise him up. Hallelujah. Through paradise. And from there to the tomb. Amen. And from the tomb to glory. Amen. And so that he has to look down to see heaven. Exalted his throne in the heavens. And that little broken hearted mother, not knowing this, that the Lord had risen. And maybe somebody in that condition tonight, not knowing that your Lord is risen. Though the world is celebrating Christmas now, I know, but they don't even have the true meaning of Christmas. May God be our help. They don't even know the God that they serve. You know, they drink and drink and drink and think they are drinking away their sorrow, but they are just adding more sorrow to themselves. Oh, may God be merciful. At the time will fail us. Rabbi said, you see, and he had been taken up in glory, and there he was watching Mary, and no, Mary there weeping, you know, standing there, they are taking away my Lord, I don't know where, and she, the weakest hour she ever had, our Lord was gone, they had crucified him, yet he let this crucify him in the shade, hanging him up there naked before those people, and spear him in the side, you know, pierced him in the side, bleeding, and hear him crying on the cross, and see the heart shake. The whole heaven recognized he was dead. And they took him down, stiff, cold, and laid him in the grave. She thought, the last respect I can do to my darling child is come and embalm him. And now they have taken him away. And she was standing there weeping. That little mother standing there sobbing. Oh, the weakest moment. Why weepest thou, woman, was the voice she had behind her. If you will hear the voice tonight, won't he encourage you? But that voice is speaking now. Why are you weeping? Just as he spoke to Agar, he spoke to Mary, he's speaking to you. Why weepest thou? Take it up, my brother. And she thought it was a gardener. You know, she thought it was the caretaker at the graveside, the graveyard, said, oh, they are taking, you know, they took away my Lord. She couldn't even turn around. She was so weak. She said, I've been up now all these 3 days and 3 nights. Just think of it, friends. I stood and I watched the crucifixion, and I watched my own darling that I know was the Son of God. I know he was looking the other way and him behind her. Oh, and they took him away, they crucified him, and seen him raise, you know, seen him raise the dead from the grave. I seen him do miracles after miracles, and I know the Holy Spirit. God knows my heart. I was innocent of, you know, anything, and the Holy Spirit gave me that baby without knowing any man. Now, how I know that it was true. And I seen him disgrace, strike, you know, they strike his clothes from him and hung him up there and strip him down, and he died the horriblest death. I love him. I don't care what they done to him. I still want to bury him. I want to give him the right kind of burial, and they have taken him away. That was Mary's condition. My heart is broken, and I am standing in this condition. I don't know what they have done with my Lord, but there the Lord was behind her. And he said, Mary. And then she was what? Strong. Receive courage tonight, my brother. Receive courage tonight, my sister. He's asking you the same question. Why weepest thou? Don't you know that I liveth and I am alive forevermore? The Jesus that we serve is not a dead God. He's alive. We sing that in song. It's alive. Amen. It's alive. Jesus is alive forever. He's alive. Amen. He did miracles yesterday. He's still doing miracles today. You believe that? Then my own case is not an exception. Your own case is not an exception. All that we have to do is when he speaks to us, why are you crying? This is the reason I'm crying. Let's bow our head tonight. Maybe you are sick in your body. You say, oh God, it is this condition. It is this sickness. And I've seen you heal somebody, and I believe you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Maybe you have lost a loved one. Remember, Jesus lost his own dear friend, Lazarus. And as a human, he cried. And he pleased, you know, God. Remember, he was the embodiment of God himself. After he had wept, Abraham told us, while he was praying, he wasn't praying to his father because maybe he wanted his father to. He believed. Because himself was that body, you know, that was carrying God. He said, not that I'm praying, but because of this was why he prayed. God bless you, sir. And he said, Father, I know that thou hearest me. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. If he hear Hagar, he had the cry of Hagar. He had the cry of Mary. And he also had his own cry, you know, at the grave of Lazarus. When he gathered himself together, he cried with a loud voice. He said, Lazarus, come forth. That voice of resurrection still lives today, friend. Whatever part of your body is dead, you can cry to that same God tonight. The one that liveth. The one that seeth us. The one that knows our needs. The one that knows our condition. Your present condition, he knows it. But he wants you to give him a reason for your cry. And you say, Lord, this is why I'm crying. And he will tell you, my dear brother, he will tell you, my dear sister, weep no more, because your cry has touched me. If you are disturbed, you are troubled, you can also cry to him tonight and say, Lord, I've seen you listen to the cry of people in time past, and I believe that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Just as we see the prophet talking about Mary here, I believe this Jesus. Yes, I was the one that birthed him. I believe the angel that came to me and spoke. I know that it wasn't a man and woman relationship. I know that his conception was of the Holy Ghost. And I seen him did miracles. I seen him perform signs and wonder. And now, the privilege that I had just to give him, you know, a befitting burial, I can't find him again. I don't know. Even material thing. I tell you, our God sees. Maybe you have lost something in your life. You believe that God can restore? I'm a testimony. And some of you brethren here, you're a testimony. You know, one of the service day, when my son, you know, I gave him my car key, and he lost the car key. And, you know, a lot of brethren were troubled. I wasn't troubled. I just know somehow the car will reach the house. If we were not going to carry the car after the service that day, I know the car will just get to the house. And there was no reason for me to disturb myself. And you know, while the boy was crying and people were disturbed looking for the key, God that sees it, God that liveth and he knows all things, he found the key himself. I believe it was God that directed them there in that bush and they found the key. Now if God can be so gracious to find my car key, brother, sister, I don't know what you have lost. Cry no more. Because God is alive forevermore. And he sees, he knows where that missing thing is. You can talk to him. Remember the story the prophet gave us also, you know, of that couple. You know that the husband carried the key and threw in the ocean. And maybe would have given the wife, you know, the divorce letter. And said that was all. And see how God made a way. She went and said, okay, let me just get a fish. And she got the fish. Why she got the fish? She found key, you know, the keys in the fish. It's a God of miracle, friends. It's natural for us to cry. But remember, after you have cried, there is a God that liveth. There is a God that sees it. He knows all things. He sees all things. Maybe you have a loved one. Because our country now, we are in that state of insecurity everywhere. Oh, just like one of our brethren that we lost. But our God is still delivered. You believe that? He's still set free. After we have cried and cried and said, oh God, we are tired of this insecurity in our nation. We can talk to him that, Lord, we want you, oh God, to restore peace. Enough is enough. We have loved ones in the den of wicked, heartless men. We want you to deliver, oh God. We want you to set free. And our God that has delivered people before is more than able to also deliver. If you can only believe, brother, sister, and you lay your burden, lay your request before him, and say, Lord, I believe that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Songwriter said he knows our need. He knows our voice. Say, child, it's time to rejoice because your cry has woken the master. Oh Lord, I believe our cry tonight again, Lord, we touch you. If you could be gracious, oh God, could be merciful to someone as Agai, Lord. You could be gracious, oh God, could be merciful to Anna, oh God. To Mary, oh God, Father. We are your children, purchased of your blood. Lord, whatever be the condition, if it is sin question, oh God, if somebody is tired of their sinful life, and Lord, they need overcoming power, Lord, they are crying unto you. I pray, Father, that you reach down your hand of mercy. If it is sickness, Lord, and they are calling you for healing, Lord, you are the God that healed all diseases. I pray, Father, that you reach down and minister healing, oh God. If there's needs, oh God, burdens, oh Father, maybe they lost, oh, certain things. If they lost their peace, they lost their joy, they lost material thing, and they are crying unto you to restore, oh God. I pray, Lord, you, oh God, that seared all things, you that helped me find my own car key. Lord, when it looks as though all hope was lost that day, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever, Lord, is making your children cry to you and those that have come to the altar. Remember them, oh God. And as they stand up and go, Lord, may they go, Lord, with satisfaction in their hearts that indeed you have heard their cry, you have heard their request. Grant it in the name of Jesus. Bless you. Amen.
While we bring this section to a close, if you want to be remembered in prayer, no doubt, I believe that's why we have come to the prayer meeting, and you need a help of faith, aside those at the altar, you want to be remembered, you can just make your request known to God while we request our pastor to please pray for us. Only believe if God can do it for Anna, if God can do it for Aga, can answer Mary, he will surely answer us.
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you again tonight for this opportunity to come before you, lay down our body, and made known unto you the needs in our lives. We might not be shedding tears that every man can see. But Lord, the desires in our heart, you know every one of them, Lord. Because that is just one thing. Because there is nothing in the hearts of human being that is hidden unto you. We thank you for being with us since we left here on Sunday. You'll be caring as usual. You'll be protecting, you'll be meeting our needs, you'll be fighting our battles. You have not allowed the enemy to carry out his wicked plans. Left for him alone, he would have killed everybody before daybreak, because there's nothing good in him. The world describes him as one that has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. To steal is bad, to kill is bad, to destroy is bad. So all his abandonment is wrong, is bad in its entirety. But we thank you, because you have assured us that you came so that we might have life, so that we might have it more abundantly. Amen. Father God, whatever the needs of your children might be tonight, those on the altar, those who raise their hands, those who raise their hands, you know all about us, oh Father. Master, we are asking, oh God, meet us at the point of our needs. You have what it takes, Lord, to meet the needs of everyone. You don't need to go and borrow anything or consult anybody. Lord, your bank can never run bankrupt. Oh, Master, meet us, oh, Father. Amen. Heal the sick and the afflicted. Set the captives free. Amen. Deliver the oppressed. Amen. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Refill those already filled. Add thy way, oh, God. It's our prayers, oh, Father. Turn our weeping to laughter. Amen. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant and replenish him. for the virtue that has left him. But we leave the rest of the service into your hands, Lord. Thank you, our Father. There is only one condition, O God. We said, if we can believe, all things are possible unto him that believe. Help us to believe, O God. Take all belief from our heart, Lord. Every instrument of the enemy, Lord, help us to overcome, Lord. To take you at your word, regardless, O Father, how it looks. Thank you, our Master. Blessed be thy name, Lord. In Jesus' most holy name, we pray. Amen.
The Lord bless you all. Before I will hand over this mic and we sing from hymn number 2, I just want to use this time once again to appreciate the church and to appreciate the pastor and all the ministers. God bless you, sir. God bless you, sirs. And I appreciate every family here. Thank you so much. The family also dropped a bunch of gifts, you know, for my family and my children. You know, on Sunday, my wife was just telling me, God bless you. God reward you mightily. All of you that are sending tokens, I really appreciate it. May God richly bless you all in Jesus' name. I believe that we are one bride, we are one body. So by the grace of God, we will see, by God's grace. If we don't meet here, we will meet over there. You believe that? So once again, remember me in your prayers, and by the grace of God, I will also remember you in my prayers. Once again, I appreciate the church and I appreciate everybody. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Let's sing from hymn number 2, Amazing Grace. And while we take the last stanza, I will just hand over the mic. Amazing grace, amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but
three are gathered together in my name, there I will be in their midst. We appreciate your presence with us. Thank you for the worship service. Thank you for the song leader. Thank you very much for your grace upon your servant to Lord our God. And the sermon tonight to Lord, why weepest thou, Father God, you know our needs. You know every situation and things that we are passing through at a particular point in time. You are always there present with us, O Lord. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you help us, O Lord our God. As we have had this, again, this evening, may we not be dull of understanding. We pray for perfect understanding and revelation of your word, that in every situation we find ourselves, may we know that you are, there is a perfect strength and a perfect witness from our Lord Jesus Christ. Grant it, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Cause us always to always rejoice in thy salvation. Thank you very much. Replenish your servant that you have wonderfully used. We commit him and his family into your hands, O Lord our God, as they leave us, O Lord, for good. We pray that your presence will ever abide with them. May your presence ever take care of them. In the name of Jesus Christ, whithersoever the sole of their feet tread upon, may they possess the gates of the enemy. Oh Lord, may you fight their battles for them. Spiritual battle, physical battle, every powers of darkness, may they be subject, oh themselves, O Lord our God, to the word of the Lord in the lives of our brother and his family. May no evil whatsoever befall them, O Lord. May you keep them from all danger. May you keep them from all evil. May you paralyze every workings of the enemy. Lord God Almighty, all his heart desire, may they be granted unto him, O Lord. As you have sent him to Sapele, Lord Jesus, you are the one that went with Moses, with your presence, Heavenly Father, and your never failing presence was with Moses. You are the one that made Joshua to take over, Heavenly Father. Oh Lord, I go, and you are with Joshua. May you be with our brother. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, may you help him, O Lord. The spiritual wisdom, physical wisdom, he has need of, O Lord. Holy Ghost maturity to handle issues among those brethren. May you grant unto him, Heavenly Father. We pray, O Lord, our God, that you make use of his ministry to bring souls to your kingdom. In the name of Jesus Christ. May his presence there, O Lord, our God, change situations, things for better, to the glory and honor of your name. Give true conversion unto your people. Almighty and ever-living Father, help this local assembly, individual, family by family, to always remember our brother, day and night, and his family in their prayers, O Lord. Grant it, Heavenly Father. May we never fail to do the same, O Lord. Grant it, Heavenly Father. May we be like Samuel of old, who said, God forbid that I should sin against God for not praying for you. Have your way, Heavenly Father. Grant him success, O Lord our God. In the name of Jesus Christ, may we hear good news from one another. Hear wonderful, glorious testimonies from one another. As environment is changed, O Lord our God, may your presence abide with them. Bless the food, bless the water, bless the air they breathe in. Bless the environment, Heavenly Father. Oh God of all glory. No matter how volatile that place is, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, you are more than the enemy. Oh Lord our God, you say, greater is he that is in you, that he that is in the world. Father God in heaven, may you stand for him, O Lord. Stand for his family. Bless the ministry. Lift up the homely same to the glory and honor of your name. Once more, as the pastor prayed on Sunday, all that you have learned from one another, may it ever remain with each one of us, O Lord. Keep us going on in the spirit, O Lord. Thank you, our Master. Replenish him of the virtue that went forth out of him. As they leave on Sunday, may they get to Sapele safely, Lord. May you paralyze every demon power on the highway, on the byway, O Lord our God. Arm robbers, O Lord our God. Arm bandits, Heavenly Father. Terrorists or no terrorists, O Lord, Boko Haram or no Boko Haram, O Lord. May you banish them in their dens, O Lord our God. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the hand of your mighty God be upon the car, O Lord our God. May the enemy not try to drain his force, O Lord. The vehicle that is taking all their goods down to that place, may you be with the driver behind his steering. Meet our brother behind his steering. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it be so, Heavenly Father. We will have every full cause to give thanks unto your name. Above it all, prepare us for your soon coming, both preachers and the laity. That on that day, O Lord, none of us shall be found wanting. Remember us all at your coming, O Lord. We worship and we adore your name. All that you have presented unto you tonight, they are all receiving attention. Let your name be glorified. Thank you, our Master, for the adequacy you provided a house for. We pray that your presence will be with them in that place, O Lord. Father God, your peace, your protection be with them, O Lord. Grant their desires, O Lord, that God, for borehole, O Lord, and for fence to be made, O Lord. Thank you. Protect them, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your servant, O Lord, who is at home resting. We thank you for your wonderful mercy and grace upon him. We know the devil has already lost the battle. Jehovah, Master, may you be with him, O Lord. Take over his head, O Lord, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. May our brother Samuel Fagbeson be perfectly sound and perfectly whole in the name of Jesus. Satan, you are a liar. You have already lost the battle. You have no legal right whatsoever over any of God's children. Papa God in heaven, let him be so, Lord. May you raise him up, O Lord our God. Father God in heaven, strengthen him, O Lord. Quicken his mortal body. May he ever enjoy his sleep, O Lord our God. Thank you, our Master. Bring it back to us on Sunday, Heavenly Father, to the glory and honor of your name. Hear our prayers, O Lord our God. Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for the wife. O Lord, that our in-laws, O Lord our God, to the departed, but that line us so coldly. We appreciate you. We pray that the God of all comfort will comfort your heart, O Lord, and comfort the heart of the children and the rest members of the family, both here in Nigeria. O Lord our God, sister, our precious Arodiogu, O Lord our God, engineer SIC Okoli, Heavenly Father, and the children over there in US, O Lord. Let it be so. Help them, Heavenly Father. Strengthen them. Help the wife, O Lord. Help the children, O Lord. Have your way, O Lord our God. We thank you. One by one, we gain the portals. It pleases you, have taken him away, O Lord, to go and rest with you. Heavenly Father, may you rest his soul in peace in the bosom of our Maker, the Lord Jesus Christ. Prepare each one of us, Heavenly Father. We don't know when, we don't know how, we don't know where. Make us ready, Heavenly Father. Thank you, our Master. May none of us miss that glorious place, O Lord, at your coming. We worship and adore your name. Take us to our home safely, Lord. Protect us from all danger, from all evil. Thank you, our Master. The tape service on Friday, let it be another wonderful, glorious time, O Lord. Bless the service on Sunday. Prepare us, O Lord, our God. Have thy way, Father. The journey of your people, O Lord, our God, to Kaduna may be successful. The convention there may be successful. The purpose be accomplished in righteousness to the glory and honor of your name. May no one have no cause to regret going to that convention to attend it, O Lord. That's why the present situation of things in the country, you are our protections. You are our shield. You are our keeper. You are just everything unto us, O Lord. Have your way, Father. Thank you, Lord. Anoint your servants, O Lord. Use them to be channels of blessing unto your people. May you take absolute control, Lord. Thank you, Jehovah, Master. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Have your way, Father. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray, O Lord, our God, with all faith and with all thanksgiving. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sorry. The breeze just blew away something I put here. I don't know. Yeah, more than two. The one I save. That's all right. I will still remember it. Praise the Lord. I don't know, the wind just blew, the air just blew the thing away. God bless you. Our pastor wants me to pass this announcement across to us. Brother Sam is absent this evening. He's at home resting as a result of the injections and then the treatment, the drugs he has been taking. Please, his phone is not reachable presently. Please, don't visit him. If something is, let him rest. Please don't visit him. What he requests from us as a church is to pray for him, please. God bless you. That is the announcement the pastor wants me to pass across to you. If there is any message, you can pass it through the wife and things like that. God bless you. These are visitors, Sister Esther Afolabi, the mother of Sister Lydia, that is getting married here on Saturday. Can we... Mama, can you please stand up, Sister Esther Afolabi, please? God bless you, ma. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Then, reminder, wedding of Brother Daniel and Sister Lydia comes up here on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. So we take note of that. God bless you. I say God bless you. We give thanks unto our God. God bless you, our brother. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We sing our closing hymn. Is that not your... Okay. Okay, maybe the interpreter's Bible. Praise the Lord. Let's sing this closing hymn. I'm sorry. The pastor just reminded me of what he told me before. We want to take this opportunity on behalf of the pastor, his associate, and the rest of the ministers. The pastor wants me to pass this commendation message to our brother. God bless you richly, my brother, and the wife family too. The little time they have spent with us, it is so wonderful, even from the testimony our brother okay, do not give here this evening about him. We thank the Almighty God. We have come to learn from one another, and what you have gained from one another, we stand with each one of us. We pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ go before you, my brother, and be with you and fight your battle for you every day, every night. Church, for Christ's sake. Church, for Christ's sake. I want to pass this because I'm taking this opportunity this year. I'm sorry to take your time. If not, maybe whenever it falls, my Lord, I wanted to say this. I want us to please pledge before the Almighty God that whoever remember our brother and his family, that is, we are quiet. It is very, very important. Please, I want to plead. Let it be a pledge. And let us be ready to fulfill our pledge for Christ's sake, please. That me as a person, you as a person, individual brother, individual sister, individual family, apart from the church, we always be remembering our brother Joseph Oyedepo and his family. Are we ready to do that? God bless you. And God will sanction it. I know what I'm talking about. You see, when I visited Auchi 2 years ago, since that time, my heart has always been going towards Brother Omotayo. Every day, each day and night, I always remember Brother Omotayo. And I told him on Sunday, I said, as I'm remembering Brother Omotayo every day in my prayers, I want to remember you in prayer, remembering you in prayer. And I pray that God will help me. And God will help us, church. God bless you. I say God bless you. So you go safely. The peace of God, his presence, his protections, his abiding presence, his abiding grace, my brother, be with you. Let no man despise your youth. As God admonished Timothy and admonished Titus, may the God of heaven and earth go with you, fight a battle for you and the battles of your family in the name of Jesus Christ. One thing sure, that no power of darkness in debtor state will ever touch you. Because he that toucheth you, toucheth the apple of the Almighty God. God will fight a battle for you, my brother. Yes, God told the prophet that no, my never failing presence will go before you. You are fulfilling the purpose of God for your life. God will stand by you. As God stood by Joshua of old, Jehovah God will stand by you, my brother. God bless you. Sister, God bless you. Timothy, God bless you. Pastor Timothy, God bless you. Little Lois, God bless you. Yeah, God bless you. God bless you. God bless Timothy. Look, we are missing Timothy now. He's one of our friends. Every Sunday morning after the service, they will just come there, greet us. Prostrate, like some of you children, you don't believe in prostration. We believe in prostrating to the elders. Timothy, God bless you. Yeah, it's Pastor Timothy. And little Lord is there, she will just kneel completely on her knees to greet the elders, to greet the ministers. God bless you. Yes, sir. I don't know what to say. My heart is, I don't know. Well, we meet to part and we part to meet. But we know we are not parting. We are still together. It is, as long as we are still here, we shall come to hear good news, good report from one another.
as long as you fulfill your pledge and I fulfill my pledge towards Brother Joseph Oyedepo and his family and the ministry that God has given to him, it's not an easy thing to be a pastor. To be a pastor. He has taken it wholeheartedly. I pray that God will help you, God will help me never to fail to fulfill our pledge. That you don't need the pastor to come here or his associate to come and ask you how many are praying for Brother Joseph. We'll be guilty then. May we not be guilty. God bless you, church. Shall we rise up on our feet? Let us sing once again this evening. Hymn number 2-2. Yeah. 2-2-2. Sending this hymn, our brother away and his family, with this.